Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I asked Shriya, was it last week at the temple? What did you want to hear from me? So then she sent me an email, Karma Yoga, yes? So in Prabhupada's rendition of Bhagavad Gita, which he calls As It Is, almost every chapter, at the end, he summarizes. So let's look at the final verse of chapter 3 and see what we can glean from it. Evang buddhe parang buddhva stang stabhyat manam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kama rupa durasadam. Please repeat. Thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind and intelligence, O mighty armed Arjuna, one should steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence or Krishna consciousness, and thus by spiritual strength conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. So there are certain sections in this third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And the final section, Arjuna asks Krishna, how come we see that people perform sinful activities sometimes even as if unwillingly? And Krishna's response was that the only real enemy that one has, public enemy number one, not Al-Qaeda, public enemy number one, Krishna says, lust. What is lust? Lust means I want to enjoy this material world to its fullest extent. So then, Krishna explains, lust is a lose-lose situation. Krishna says, lust is insatiable. No matter how hard you try to satisfy your lust, it never is extinguished. He says it's like a fire. It burns. And we think, let me satisfy this lusty desire, and then I'll be satisfied. Nope, doesn't work that way. Otherwise, why are the billionaires trying for more billions? You would think, he's got a billion. All right, be happy. No, I got to have more. This goes with everything. All facets of material enjoyment. There is no satiation point. You want more and more and more and more. Krishna says also that where is lust? Where is he hiding? The mind, intelligence, and the senses. That's where the enemy is hiding. When you're fighting a war, the object is to know where is the enemy. In the Vietnam War, that was a big problem. That's why America couldn't win the Vietnam. They didn't know where the enemy was. They were hiding in the bushes. couldn't defeat him. You have to first of all know where your enemy is, who your enemy is, then figure out how to defeat. So Krishna tells you, there's where your lust is hiding, your mind, your intelligence, and your senses. Krishna says, the way to conquer lust, regulate. Regulate. Diet. All your aspects of material enjoyment should be on a restricted diet. Just like when you go to the doctor and he says, okay, we just did a full diagnosis. You have this, 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 this. The checklist. And you should eat this kind of diet. You should do this kind of regimen, exercise. The doctor tells you what you have to do. Bhagavad Gita also explains, regulate the senses. Control them. Because you're not going to be happy by unrestricted sense enjoyment. Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, had unrestricted sense enjoyment, Bhagavatam says. Even though Hiranyakashipu, at that time, he was the number one person in the whole universe. Everyone in the universe, all the devatas, everyone was kowtowing to Hiranyakashipu. Except for Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Vishnu, everyone in the universe was doing Hiranyakashipu's bidding. But Bhagavatam explains, Hiranyakashipu, his eyes were always coppery red. Why? He was always drinking liquor. So therefore his eyes were always bloodshot. When someone drinks alcohol indiscriminately, you can smell it on them, permeates their whole being. And their eyes are bloodshot. But it said, Hiranyakashipu, he had all the power, all the wealth, all the women, anything he wanted. Just snap his fingers. But it said, Hiranyakashipu was not happy. Why? Because he forgot one thing. Controlling the senses is how you become happy. America thinks, you want to be happy? Consume. Buy. More. More. That is what America, now the whole world following America, obviously. That's the thing. You see that bumper sticker. He who dies with the most toys wins. No, you don't. You die. And you can't take your toys with you, can you? I've said it a billion times. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, how much can they take with them when Yamaraj comes calling? Can Bill Gates make a deal with Yamaraj? Hey, I'll give you stock options. It's not going to work. Yamaraj is not interested. And you may be the richest man, the most powerful man, but when it's time to die, that's it. Game over. The fat lady has sung. So, happiness comes from sense control. This is what Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita. Now, he says, and here's how to understand. You should know who you are. He gives an analysis. The senses are supposed to be stronger than the sense objects. Although the sense objects are very powerful, senses should be more powerful. What's more powerful than the senses? The mind, the chief of all the senses. Higher than the mind, your intelligence, the discriminating factor. And then Krishna says, higher than the intelligence is you, the soul. Not the person you see in the mirror. That's not you. Just like you're not the clothes you wear. I don't come up to you and say, hey, red kurta, how you doing today? He would say, what's wrong with Niruddha? He doesn't know who I am. He's calling me Red Kurta. Hey, Indian man. I said, no. You have a name? So you're not your clothes. So on a higher level, you're not your body. That's the first thing Krishna teaches in the Bhagavad Gita. Transcendental knowledge begins with this point. You're not your body. You're not your mind. You're not man. You're not woman. You're not American, Republican, Democrat, liberal, Chief Justice, whatever. You're none of those things. You are spirit soul. So Krishna is saying in this verse, knowing oneself to be transcendental, that means beyond the senses, the mind and intelligence. Steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence, Krishna consciousness. And by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. Let's look at Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. This third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is conclusively directed to Krishna consciousness by knowing oneself as the eternal servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without considering impersonal voidness the ultimate end. In material existence of life, one is certainly influenced by propensities for lust and desiring for dominating the resources of material nature. Desire for overlording and for sense gratification is the greatest enemy of the conditioned soul. But by the strength of Krishna consciousness, one can control the material senses, material mind, and material intelligence. One should not give up work and prescribed duties all of a sudden, but by gradually developing Krishna consciousness, one can be situated in a transcendental position without being influenced by the material senses and the mind. Just like I give an example many times. Right now, the big thing is the Olympic athletes. My grandson, I'm proud to say, is right now competing for Olympic trials. He didn't win, but at least he's in the competition. So these athletes, I know from my grandson, he's very disciplined, thanks to his mother. He's very disciplined. He does his schoolwork. He swims so many hours in the morning, so many hours in the afternoon. Otherwise, no discipline, no training, he's not going to go to Olympic trials. You can't just walk in there, okay, I'm ready. No. You have to be very, very disciplined. So similarly, we should all become spiritual Olympians. We should become very, very focused. And very, very dedicated. It takes a lot of dedication to be an Olympic athlete. Hours and hours and hours you train and you deny. You live a very, very controlled, regulated life. So actually Bhagavad Gita teaches that. You should become a spiritual athlete. By steady intelligence directed towards one's pure identity. That pure identity is, we are eternal servants of God. This is the sum total of this chapter. In the immature stage of material existence, philosophical speculations and artificial attempts to control the senses by the so-called practice of yogic postures can never help a man towards spiritual life. One must be trained in Krishna consciousness by higher intelligence. So that training comes when you accept three principles. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. You should have a spiritual trainer, a spiritual master. Then you should have the counsel and association of other nice, advanced practitioners in spiritual life. And the focal point, everything is based on the scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. You live your life by these three things, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then you can achieve complete success spiritually, complete perfection. So, you, Shriya, you are embarking now. The journey of your life is leaving one phase, now you're going to another phase. My request to you, as I tell all my Indian children, wherever I go, right now, you have to strictly obey your father and mother. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 17, one has to worship superiors. And Prabhupada in his translation adds, like the father and mother. So I tell all my young students, I have quite a few, whenever I see them, I tell them, I ask them, do you want Krishna's blessings? And because they're good kids, oh yes, Prabhuji, we want Krishna's blessing. Then you have to obey your mother and father. Otherwise, no obedience to father and mother. Don't expect Krishna's blessings. He won't give it. Because mother and father are first guru. Now, I know you since you were how old? 5? You're a good child. But it's my duty to remind you, quoting George Bush, stay the course. Very important. Stay this course of Krishna consciousness. You will get the blessings of your parents and automatically you will get blessings of Krishna and you'll always have my blessings also. Is that okay? And do your japa. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ahimam.